grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the Old Testament lesson for this Feast of the Epiphany, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. More than 700 years before the coming of Christ, the prophet Isaiah proclaimed these words from the Old Testament lesson read on this festival. At the very beginning of his book, Isaiah cries out, "Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, sons who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged. Sons have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the ass its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people does not understand. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but bruises and putrefying sores." Yes, it was a dark and evil day, and it was Isaiah's difficult and thankless task to proclaim God's judgment on his wayward people. Although Isaiah did not live to see his people carried away as captives to Babylon, where they would remain for 70 long years, he was enlightened by the Holy Spirit to recognize all the miseries he did in fact witness as frightening forerunners of that threatening catastrophe. And so he was but speaking the plain truth when he cried out, "Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples." But in the face of that darkness, he also spoke a word of hope to Jerusalem and to its people. To Jerusalem and its people, he cries, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." And so beyond the present darkness, beyond the long Babylonian captivity, Isaiah foresees Jerusalem restored, bright with the glory of the Lord, shining with a radiance that not only illumines the returning exiles, but with a radiance so bright that also the Gentile nations are drawn by it and come bringing rich gifts with them, as Isaiah writes, "All those from Sheba shall come, they shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord." But Isaiah's vision points to something far greater than the restored earthly Jerusalem drawing to itself the Gentile nations. Because Isaiah goes on to say, "The sun shall no more be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you by night, but the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of mourning shall be ended." More than 700 years later, the Apostle St. John, exiled on the island of Patmos, says of the heavenly Jerusalem, "The throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall worship him. They shall see his face, and night shall be no more. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light. They shall reign forever and ever." We call this happy feast day Epiphany. Epiphany means appearing, revealing, unveiling. And it is significant that no less than 6 times in his epistles, St. Paul uses this word epiphany in the sense of the final appearing, the final revealing, the final unveiling of the risen Lord when he comes in glory at the last day. And it is in that final appearing, that final revealing, that final unveiling of the risen Lord, in his final epiphany, that the words spoken so long ago by Isaiah find their fulfillment, their full meaning, their marvelous completion. And that's why, in his wonderful hymn for this feast, Bishop Christopher Wordsworth prays to the Savior that we like to thee may be at thy great epiphany, at thy great epiphany. At the very end of the book of the Revelation to St. John, the risen Lord says, "I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star." Jesus is the root of David because, as God's eternal Son, He is the cause of David's existence. He is David's maker. And Jesus is the offspring of David because he is in his humanity the descendant of David, the promised Messiah and Savior. And Jesus is the bright morning star. The morning star announces the end of night, the radiant dawn, the coming of day. Jesus is himself that bright morning star who is appearing in this world as the child of Bethlehem, heralds the end of night and the coming of day, the never-ending day of his eternal kingdom of light and of joy. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. That is our faith. That is our joy. That is our hope, which this bright feast of the Epiphany confirms and celebrates. The Lord Jesus is the bright morning star, who by his death took away the sin of the world, by his rising to life again overcame the darkness of death and the grave. And so at the end of this divine service, we shall sing of all the faithful now living, and all the faithful departed this life. In the heavenly country bright, need they no created light? Thou its light, its joy, its crown, thou its sun, which goes not down, there forever may we sing alleluias to our King. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Thank you.